Well, I have been telling you throughout the programme, really looking forward to this interview all week. I've been telling you throughout the programme, Jamie Meehan joining us for an interview. Delighted to say he's joining us now on the line, the Mount Charters native, the professional cyclist, Jamie Meehan. Jamie, welcome to the Airways of Highland Radio.
Hey, Kieran. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Great to have you on, Jamie. What a year for you, 2025, and we will talk about that. But my first question for you is, how did a young boy from Mount Charters end up being a professional cycling? And, you know, there's plenty of Gaelic games down around your neck of the woods, plenty of soccer as well. Was it always cycling for you, Jamie, at a young age?
No, I kind of tried out a bit of everything, I guess. When I was younger, I played Gaelic, soccer, rugby, swimming. I kind of done it all, but I don't know, none of it really just clicked, I guess. And then I don't really know how I got into cycling, but I did. And yeah, once I got into it, then I just kind of loved it.
We'll go, as I say, we're going to talk about 25, and not only was 25 the year that you achieved success, it also was the year you turned professional. So we're going to talk about that in just a second. At what age were you, Jamie, when you started competing at a high level, like outside Donegal, competing at a national level, maybe European level? What age were you when you came to national prominence?
I guess it was probably 3 years ago. Just a year after I finished the leave insert, I decided I wanted to take a year out before thinking about college. And I went out to Spain for the year. And that was the year I kind of got my real first taste of proper racing, I guess.
And from a young age, was it always racing, Jamie? And in terms of like cycling, like when you were a young boy, say 12 or 13, had you the opportunities? And if so, what was the cycling club?
I came through Donegal Bay and Tyrconnell Gap, two local clubs to me, who helped me a lot. So I was always out on the club spins, and I kind of loved the racing from the beginning. So it was mainly about that. But yeah, for sure, I also joined a lot of club spins.
Brilliant stuff. In terms of 2025, I'm really looking forward to this part of the interview. First in the national on the 23 road championships. I don't think this was the first time that you did this. Back in 23, you also achieved that goal. Second in the overall RAS Tarleton. That's absolutely amazing for a young man like you. In terms of the achievements this year, I know you did turn pro, but does any of those two stand out? And if so, why? Would one stand out ahead of the rest? And if so, why?
For sure, the RAS was a tricky one. I kind of had surgery on my hand just less than 2 weeks before it, and I had a big race just 2 days after the RAS. So the RAS was more like a training race, I guess, which just ended up going well, but it was still kind of unfinished business, I guess, losing silly time on the first day. So it's kind of a race I think I don't think back on too much. But for sure, Nationals is a race, yeah, that definitely made a difference to my year. Like you say, winning the under 23 title was quite special. And also, I think being so close to the elite win, for sure, I think if it was maybe a bit of a hillier day, I could have got that elite win. But it just makes me kind of pretty motivated to go back again and try and get the full title.
You spoke about hills there, Jamie. Is hill something you thrive on? And would that be your strength in your cycling ability? And sure, being from Donegal, you wouldn't be afraid of hills.
Yeah, for sure. I can only really play my game on the hill. I'm not really big enough to be competitive on the flatter roads. So, yeah, unless it's kind of like a hilly race that's aggressive, it doesn't really suit me so well.
In terms of a professional career, I'm sure it's a proud day for you and your family in the surrounding areas. August 2025, that professional contract. What is it like being a professional cyclist, Jamie? And is it the case of training daily and racing weekly, or what does it entail being a professional cyclist?
I guess it's quite busy. I guess a lot of people maybe don't see a lot of parts of it. They just see you away out on the bike or something at 12 o'clock in the day. But it's kind of like a 24/7 job, really, where you've got to kind of watch how you eat. You've kind of got to do your training at the right time. You got to make sure you kind of recover, I guess, which is the biggest one. And yeah, you could kind of get a phone call at any time to say you've got to go somewhere for a race. So it's quite busy, but at the same time, it's probably, like the best job in the world. I couldn't really imagine doing anything else.
Absolutely brilliant, Jimmy. Absolutely brilliant indeed. In terms of the travelling, are you based, I think maybe France, correct me if I'm wrong, and wherever you are based, does that be you for a few months, or is there a lot of travelling involved, and do you get back home to the homestead in Donegal quite frequently?
This year for 25, I was mainly based in Aix-en-Provence in France, and yeah, for next year, I'm going to get an apartment out there again, because yeah, we travel every week, and it's a bit easier traveling from there with the train station and airport so close. But yeah, I also love to get home. I'm actually on my way home, so I love to get home as well. And but it's just a bit longer traveling, so it's a bit more difficult.
Brilliant stuff, brilliant stuff. In terms of hope for the future, Jimmy, do you have your sights on 2026? And if so, what would be a good 2026 for Jimmy Meehan?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, 2026 will be my first full pro season, so I think it's really just about finding my feet and kind of sorting out, like, kind of the few problems with my back and pelvis. So it's kind of baby steps, trying to get that sorted. And then, yeah, I've got a couple of goals in mind. Nationals again being one. And yeah, some goals later in the season that'll happen depending on how the start goes. So yeah, it's mainly about finding my feet.
In terms of local and here in Donegal, isn't it great to have such local cycling clubs? Maybe in the past you wouldn't have had the option of Tyrconnell Gap Cycling Club or your cycling club in Donegal Town. So I'm sure you're grateful to all the guys back home for giving you that opportunity and not forgetting your family. I'm sure your parents and your family are so, so proud of you and what you have achieved to date.
Yeah, I mean, for sure, it's a great community we have in Donegal for the sport. It's really nice because I guess everybody kind of knows each other. And yeah, everyone's been so great at helping me out to get where I am. It definitely wasn't a solo mission, especially family. My parents especially, like, everyone's given up a lot of their own time to help me out, bring me places, and yeah, like maybe bring, say, bikes to Dublin for me. And I stay with my aunts and uncles in Dublin and in the north. And yeah, to be honest, it's a huge kind of team effort from everyone I know. But it's really nice that we kind of have that community.
Finally, Jimmy, I'm going to end it on this note. I'm sure everybody in Donegal, obviously, I remember covering it here at Weekend Hill Radio Sport. Absolutely brilliant, finishing second in the overall Ras Tarlton. I'm sure, would it be a goal for you in the next few years to top it off and to go that one step further?
Yeah, for sure, with it being the home race. This year it wasn't a priority, but for sure in the future I'll want to go back there and take the top step because, being second, it doesn't really matter so much, I guess. It's kind of the win that's important. So yeah, for sure in the future my eyes will be on that.